The debate in the last couple of days has been over the pre-existing conditions clause in Obamacare, reviled by libertarians, but popular with a lot of the public. That's sacrosanct at this point? Can't go anywhere, do you think?
Absolutely sacrosanct. I think what conservatives and Republicans are beginning to understand is how the fundamental view of health care among the American people has changed. Obamacare is a disaster on the ground.
Yes.
What it's done to our system, what it's done economically, it's in a death spiral, and politically it ruined the Democrats. However, there's an irony and a hidden victory here. Over these last 7 years, people's expectations have changed. You watched the debate over the last 3 months, Dr. Tucker. What are the grounds? The grounds are all liberal grounds. How many people are going to lose their coverage? How can you leave people out in the cold? The Jimmy Kimmel thing. It's showing that the country is at a point where I think it believes in universal coverage. And once you are there, the ground is shifted, and Republicans and conservatives are going to have a hard time arguing for a consumer-based, market-oriented healthcare system. We're in a different world.
Where health savings accounts may not be popular to the majority. I saw a piece this week entitled The Conservative Case for Single Payer. I'm not sure most conservatives are quite there yet, but you think that's where it's going?
I think that's where we're going. Whether it'll end up single payer, you know, like on the Canadian system or not, I'm not sure. But I will guarantee you this. Within a few years, there won't even be an argument about whether or not government has an obligation to ensure that everybody gets health coverage. That's what the Democrats wanted all along. They weren't quite ready to pull the trigger in 2010, so they ended up with this hybrid system, this rickety system, which is not self-sustaining. But the idea, I think, has now sunk in.